Efforts continue to secure the leaking fuel tanks of the U.S. Army Reserve landing craft Monterey, which was intentionally grounded late Friday night after hitting a charted rock just offshore downtown Kodiak. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has revised downward the amount of diesel fuel reported by the Coast Guard as spilled. Stephen Russell, the state on-scene coordinator, estimates between 8 and 12,000 gallons spilled. Russell says an extensive effort was made to determine if any marine life or seabirds were harmed by the diesel spill, but none were found.
Coast Guard was out looking about, and state parks was looking in the Buskin River area. I believe the Kodiak Island Borough was out as well. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did a survey of the entire area this morning, and they're not reporting any impaired wildlife at all.
The aroma of diesel was strong, and a rainbow sheen of fuel was widely visible on the Kodiak waterfront all weekend. Russell said skimmers are being used near the Monterey, and sorbent pads are being used to sop up concentrations of fuel. He says there are no plans to burn off or use dispersants on the fuel. Oil booms were also placed at the mouth of the nearby Buskin River to protect salmon spawning habitat. The Monterey will remain grounded on Puffin Island and surrounded by floating oil booms until the damaged tanks are empty and the ship's stability can be assured. According to Major Anne-Marie Daneker of the U.S. Army Reserve, officials are still deciding how to get the cargo of construction equipment to its destination near Newtok on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta coast.
Once they get to the pier, they will take the equipment off of there, and then further discussion will be made whether they're actually going to continue the journey up to Bethel to support the IRT mission, or perhaps if that's not an option, then they could find something maybe in Kodiak where they can use that equipment up there before they return it back to Port Hueneme. Of course, with Alaska's short summers, we're kind of limited to the time that we can complete that mission.
Three crewmen suffered bumps and bruises when the Monterey hit humpback rock and were taken ashore for medical attention. They were treated and released and are reported in good condition.